Welcome to today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Special education teacher at Pella High School, Lori Grubb, joins us on today's program to discuss the programs of the high school.
What is the work that you do on a day-to-day basis here at Pella High School to help students that do have significant challenges that they face daily?
Well, we try to give them access to life-focused educational training. So it could be, you know, functional math, functional English, writing, you know, writing their name, address, phone numbers, things like that. We work with money a lot. We just do a lot of work in trying to do basic skills that the students will need to be able to function to the best of their abilities once they are through high school and living out in the community.
And then in terms of how prevalent it is here at Pella High School, how many students within the district would you estimate have to go through these programs regularly, whether it's an entire year-long course or they're here all day? How many people do you typically touch in a given school year?
I personally have 9 students on my roster, and I'm not the only one that does this. It starts, you know, at Madison Elementary and Lincoln Elementary, and we have the classes there, and then Jefferson and the middle school, and then I get to have the students, after all those teachers have worked their magic, you know, teaching the kids the basics, and I just get to build on that. So I really don't know how many total students. I know the number I have on my roster, and I know that I usually get, you know, 1 or 2 students each year that fits the skill level that I serve.
What are some of the challenges that you face or those students face daily that a lot of people don't know about when they're walking through the halls here at Pella High School?
Probably the biggest challenge I face as an educator is getting age-appropriate curriculum that meets the high school students at their level of learning, which might be lower elementary through, you know, maybe 5th, 6th grade. And it's just really hard to get age-appropriate material that is basic enough to use for the students. And a lot of our kids work on social skills too. We work on what's appropriate behavior, what's okay to do, what's not okay, and just a lot of the things that we don't think about learning, but we have to teach these kids. I mean, a lot of us just pick up on that, you know, naturally. But some of the students I work with have to be taught what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. So that's probably the biggest thing that students walking down the hallway, you might see a kid that's on my roster and not know it because they look like every other high school student. But, you know, because of some of their cognitive capabilities, they need a little extra support.
What are the ways that the community can contribute or have gotten involved, whether that's through programs outside of school or they come here? What are the things that the community does to support your mission and your work here and working with those students?
The community has been very supportive through providing financial donations through, like, the Knights of Columbus Tootsie Roll Drive especially. And then also we have businesses in the community that we take our students out into to get job skills experience. Places like the Pizza Ranch has been wonderful to provide opportunities for our students to gain job skills. Third Cafe at Third Church. We've gone out to the cottages a time or two. Hy-Vee has been real good in Fairway. We have a lot of connections that we've made throughout the community that have been very helpful in providing job skills training. The fundraising part of this helps in the fact that we can go out and, like, take the kids out for lunch, have the kids purchase a meal with whatever amount of money they may have to spend. They have to figure budgeting. We might go, like, clothes shopping and, you know, see what kind of clothes they might like to purchase and see if they would have enough money to purchase the clothing. We do cooking. We would use the funds to help purchase groceries for the students to cook. Special Olympics is a big, big thing. There's always items that we need to purchase, or like t-shirts for team competitions, and just paying for the bowling use. We have to get our bowling scores in pretty quick, so we'll be going bowling here as soon as school starts. And just a lot of ways like that the extra support that we get is put to good use. And there again, that's K-12. We all benefit from it.
The Knights of Columbus and Pella are holding their annual campaign for persons with intellectual disabilities in front of local grocery stores between now and Saturday. That concludes today's Wrenchcott Village. Let's talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living.